Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Good evening. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. Scotty Reed in on this mic, substituting for Dave until he gets in. Today is November the 7th, 2016. It's a Monday evening. Shaping up to be a pretty cool evening as the temperatures have been dropping, but it's like should be a lot colder than what it is during this time of year in North Carolina. Not that I'm complaining, but I don't know. Anyway, Dave is running late. He got caught up in some business dealings. He said he's going to be about 30 minutes late, so I decided to go ahead and just open up the program for him. I'm no substitute for Dave as the host of Tando Radio Show, but I'll do my best. I'll do my best to sit in his stead until he is able to join us, which he will. So the telephone number, if you have any questions or comments that you would like to get in, we will just have a open lines for this first 30 minutes until Dave comes in and takes control of his program. But you can give us a call at 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032 pound. Hit *6 and 1 if you would like to comment on air. I do have some network news that I guess I could share while we wait on Brother Dave to make his way to where he can host his program. We had a strong month of broadcasting as a network last month, and I'm just talking about the digital radio station. We have different metrics that we gauge the website and the platform by, but the radio station numbers are separate from the website numbers, which are separate from the podcast download numbers. And I'm started working on the podcast download report last night after I finished and sent out our station numbers for last night. The podcast download numbers look strong. I just have to sort them out. But the station had about 120,000 unique listeners during the month of October, who consumed about 88,000 hours worth of content on Black Talk Radio's digital radio station, providing you with new black media for the new millennium. And that, I don't remember what the September numbers look like. I know we did see some declines in our listenership from highs that we had seen. We were over 100,000 a couple of months earlier in the year, but then there was a decline during some of the months like March and April, and then they started growing again. So last month we did like 120,000 unique listeners. That's about the size of a small city or town, about 100,000 people. Yeah, that's a good little metropolitan city, not too big, but that's still pretty good. That's still pretty good for an independent outlet who has been engaging in this propaganda warfare in a manner that I think I can say we're proud of. While I admit, at least, that I engage in propaganda, I'm not lying to people. I'm not being deceptive. I'm not. Of course, I'm going to want certain type of programming on the station, but we're not lying to the people. We're bringing them information that they wouldn't get anywhere else. Tando Radio Show has been a big part of it. Sometimes it's the number one most listened to program on the station, but I clipped them. I clipped them for the month of October. I got them by a couple of hundred listeners. BTR News, Black Talk Radio News, which I host Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. But again, when I see numbers like that, that lets me know that we are providing content that people find valuable. If they didn't find it valuable, I don't think they would have consumed 88,000 hours worth of that content during the month of October. But more than that, then that's not even including the downloads downloads of the podcasts and whatnot, which I'm still working on that report. But I'm pretty excited. I know since we started streaming the radio programs on YouTube, our YouTube minutes and watch or viewers have gone up on our channel, which we launched that channel in 2008. And it's also bringing new traffic to the platform, Black Talk Radio Network. I did not anticipate simulcasting on the YouTube platform. I did not anticipate that kind of benefit in traffic, traffic coming to us from them. So that's good. So I'm feeling pretty good about the numbers thus far. Again, still looking to finish up the podcast reports. I do know in terms of the platform's global ranking, we moved up a couple of hundred thousand spots to about 830,000 most visited web platform on the internet globally. So kind of happy about that. I think we're around 130,000 in the U.S., which again is pretty good for a platform that does not. I'm not going to say I've never spent any money on advertisement on the internet to promote the station and things. I have, but very minimum amount. I may have this year spent about $50 on those type of budgets, but most of the traffic is organic. Organic traffic on a web platform is pretty good. That's sort of like word of mouth. That if we was to translate that to the street, let's say we opened up a new hair salon or something like that, a new barber shop, and we didn't have an advertisement budget, so we couldn't put any billboards up. We couldn't put no ads on the radio or on the television. But our customers keep coming through the door, and they're increasing, and we're growing our client base. Well, how do those people find out about it? Through word of mouth. That means that somebody got their hair cut there. A couple of people got their hair cut there. They like the business, like their haircut, like the environment, and they referred people. So that's what you call word of mouth. People on the street telling people about this barbershop. So that is pretty much how Black Talk Radio Network has been growing, is through word of mouth. And people coming across it doing search, as I hear people, you know, say that they recently found a station. And usually how they find a station is they're searching for Black Radio, Black Talk Radio specifically, because they're tired of the jokers and the shenanigans that goes on these mainstream radio stations with a few black faces or voices. And people are tired of that. They're looking for something different, and they're looking for a different spirit. They're looking for a different vibration. And fortunately, many seem to be finding it here on our platform, where we work with many different partners, independent station owners, podcasters, and what have you, to offer our content to the black community, the global black community. So again, my name is Scotty Reed. I'm sitting in for Dave until he's able to join us. He got caught up in a business deal. So we're pretty much doing open lines until he joins us. If anybody has any thoughts, anything they would like to share, now would be a good time to do that. That telephone number is 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032 pound. Hit *6 and 1 if you would like to comment on air. Earlier today on my program, I was talking about, obviously, the election season, which will climax sometime tomorrow evening, and how many people, thousands if not millions of people, be tuned in to their television sets to see who's going to be the next CEO of USA Inc., regardless that one of them's a mass murderer and the other one just might be a serial rapist. They're still going to give their energy to one or the other, and that is just a sad state of affairs in this world. And so I was talking about, you know, the cheating that was revealed through the WikiLeaks emails that showed Donna Brazile, a 14-year CNN contributor, 14 years she's been contributing on CNN. She's also a political operative in the Democratic National Party. Y'all know what she's a fairly brown-skinned woman with white hair, and looks like your aunt or something like that, your aunt who you know, likes the doilies and the stuff like that. And I miss my great aunt. That's who I'm thinking about, her house and what have you. I miss her. But yeah, that's her. And I saw an article, and I talked about her disgusting, unethical behavior, how it sets a bad example for our children and just people in general, just bad example, cheating, openly cheating. So she gave an interview today, and she doubled down on her cheating and said she's not sorry that she cheated, that she was trying to help her candidate win, and this is how the world works. Yes, this is how things work and what have you. And a lot of people will say that. So then why do you complain then about any of the evil that goes on in the world, any of the wrongdoing, when you so willing to accept it from this woman, Donna Brazile, so willing to accept it from Hillary Clinton, so willing to accept the bad behavior of Donald Trump, and you expect this society to get better moving forward in this 21st century? You, something wrong with you. Something is wrong with you. You need a doctor, a psychologist. You need to see somebody. It just amazes me that people are giving so much energy, throwing so much of their good energy towards bad energy. It's just sickening. It's very, very sickening. So any person that I hear talking about either person, giving endorsing either person, I'm looking at that person as a crook, as an unethical person who just have some very serious issues as a human being who doesn't respect other human beings. It's just sad. It's sad to see in this world, this time. We like to think that we're advancing, but we're not. We're not. Either stuck in the same place or we're going backwards. Take seemingly one step forward, but then they take you two steps back. So that's just crazy, though, that woman is openly telling the world, I'm not sorry I cheated through the Democratic primaries, taking these questions and giving them to this campaign, to the Clinton campaign, to help her cheat Bernie Sanders. I'm not sorry I gave her the questions to for the debate against Donald Trump. I'm not sorry. I'm just an unethical. But when this first happened, she was talking about she a Christian. She was talking about praise the Lord and Jesus Christ is my Savior. And I know about persecution because they persecuted Jesus. And now that people aren't buying that, now you're like the total opposite. I'm not sorry. I'm a liar. We know that those people who practice the Christian faith, they say the devil is the father of all lies. And she telling you she a liar, straight up liar. This is the state of the world today. These are people who are given status and looked upon as being role models for our young people coming up. This election season, I tell you, man, it has really, really, I hope for the world, pulled that mask off of the face of USA Inc. These people we have to get rid of these people, like Dave talked about so much, to purge. Somebody needs to purge them because the world just isn't sustainable that much longer with people like that making important decisions that impact billions of people on the planet. So, yeah. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to kick some of our brother Sincere Inquiries God Life Beat, see if I can pull up some of those for you. And I will, well, no, you know what I want to hear? I want to hear Freestyle by Max Parthas and New Sheba. But I'll check the emails and see how far out Brother Dave is from joining you here on this program, Tando Radio Show. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, part of the Black Talk Radio Network, broadcasting Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Stay tuned.
Freestyle. Free like birds and trees, free like open seas, free like the change of seasons, and that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle, fighting a war for money, control, and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties, because we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men a statistic, AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mama's wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me want to holler because it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress, because it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a truth shower. We need us to get us free, because they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest, because ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle, let me awake to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky, flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free, because my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents, like not only being royal but standing and planning as the heir apparent. That's how it should be. Freestyle without FCC sons of piles calling out fouls, or free like anarchy in the streets and the rippling roars of the crowds, like taxi drivers do rules written in stone. Freestyle the way the FBI can tap all our phones. Free to be me and do whatever I want to do, and freestyle so they can be them and you can be you too. I want mine totally, completely, absolutely, unconditionally free. No rules or regulations of what could, should, or might happen to one day be. No values claimed, no limits to the game, no special names you need to know to get in. No chains, leashes, leases, or theses on how far I can take my journey, or what criteria this poet needs to fill or fit in. Free to see glass ceilings shattered and the shards sent to the discard pile. Full freestyle.
That's how it should be. That's how it should be. Freestyle, never repressing my thoughts, locking my words, stressing the verbs, and I'm because my speech is not free like the wind that blows this supposed liberation throughout this tired ass nation. While I sit on rooftops reading the alphabet verses the ghetto and screaming out, don't die, civil liberties, don't die. Hoping my voice is heard through the nation's mountaintops. And the Emancipation Proclamation said I was free over 200 years ago, but my soul still don't feel so. While the Statue of Liberty presents a false reality of freedom, more fake than reality TV, because she just does not reflect me. My voice locked up and locked inside my body. Without words, I can never be free, so I look at myself and try not to see myself as a nigga they wanted me to be. Free like birds is what I wish to be. No longer picking cotton on your plantation. My arms tired, my legs weak, feeling like my life has succumbed to your damnation. And without justification, it seems I have become a slave to hip-hop beats and Rhythm Nation. Ignorance spoken at its highest height, played on every radio station because they think that we be tight. Rocking expensive clothes, we calling ourselves bitches and hoes, and we think we free shit. We more oppressed than I ever guessed. Soul searching, looking for spiritual salvation while listening to outcast liberation, trying to break the chains of enslavement and mental degradation. Freestyle like running in the night, trying to find the light in the window, reaching for our foundation so we can start a new creation. Freestyle like freeing words of the good book that have been brought to translation and freeing me from all accusation from this nation, because it seems like I've vented all my frustration in this poem that I've called Freestyle, my lyrical libation. Freestyle, that's how it should be. That's how it should
like
be.
Imagination, creation, and blindly breaking through borders the way love does. A self-organization of things as if every nation had wings. It could fly through the sky like a dove does. Free to live, free to give, free to dream the dreams of a potential prince. Free like the freedom we had way back in Eden and have yet to see it since. Free like common sense, free like death. No fickle favorites anywhere to be found. Even if you look at every book, behind every tree, or under every little rock on the ground. Freedom like light, sight, and sound. Like sunshine and moonlight and the promises of the Christ. Unfettered by the weather, the lures of Caesar's treasures, or somebody's man-made price. Freedom flow like ice. Freestyle, that's how it should be. Priceless like faith, belief, and man's free will. Free to know what it all means, where it all goes, and how it all feels. Free to know what's really real. Free for me to know the damn deal. Free like a mother's silver tears, like a father's groundless fears. Free to be shared everywhere, like pain, shame, suffering, and war. The freedom to always do just a little bit more. Freestyle like what we've all been dying for. Freestyle, that's how it should be. 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 That's how it should
be. The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Brother Dave, you there?
I'm here, Scotty. Let's go.
You on air?
Ready to go?
The program started at 6, bro. I just been keeping the seat warm for you.
Man, thank you so much, y'all. Sorry about that, everyone. Scotty, thank you for doing what you do and who you are. Was running a little late today. Got behind on some deals and everything else, and they never go as you want to. But hey, my brother Scotty filled in for us, and thank you so much. Okay, everyone, today is Monday, November the 7th, 2016. We have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. You can give us a call at any time, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. And we have a live show for you today. Now, we want to go over what's in the news before we get started in today's show, and then jump right into today's show. A couple of articles real quick because we're just a little, but we're back on schedule now. Here we go. First article that we posted over the weekend was from NBC News. U.S. government hackers are ready to strike back if Russia tries to disrupt election. This came from NBC News mainstream media. And this was my commentary on this whole thing. Instead of being another Pearl Harbor, is more like a port of stones. Stand by, folks. This type of stuff is here until destruction means are met. And what I mean by a port of stone means that this is no form of it's far worse than that. And what happened in this article is that the U.S. had already engaged in compromising Russia's telecommunication systems, Russia's grid, Russia's financial system over the weekend. And if you remember, a week ago or a week and a half ago, there was the celebrity figurehead Joe Biden had said that they were going to attack Russia on a cyber attack at a convenient time because of what they've been doing to them. And here, lo and behold, they did it over the weekend. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is only going to grow. This is going to be far worse. And it's very similar, in my opinion, to they kind of follow the same trend. And from the past of World War II with Pearl Harbor, they told everybody what they were going to do. They try to project themselves as victims when actually they were the aggressors. Hence, here it goes again. But this time, this ain't going to be no Pearl Harbor, folks. This is going to be a port of stones. Ain't going to be no water. Everything is going to be dried up. And this is going to have some real, real teeth to it. It is all a part of the controlling factors that we see going on around us. Don't be misled by what they say. Next article. Wait a minute. Let me see. I think there was a nope. Next article came from Russia's foreign policies. And it's in Russian, but what it says is their response to it all. I said in my commentary, see, these events are building into something far greater. And my man Rye said, yes, it is. The cyber wars are going to be ratcheted up just like you have been saying forever. And what happened is, I'm going to open this real quick, and let me just read to you what Russia said. They basically said, can open this up real quick. It should open for me. Here we go. And this comes from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Russian Federation, a reply by foreign minister spokespersons Maria Zevra to media questions in connection with the reports of U.S. military hackers penetrating of Russia's telecommunications network. And if they compromise Russia's telecommunication network, ladies and gentlemen, that's the polite way of saying their banking networks and electrical grid. Can you say turn their lights out? Man, this is going to get crazy. And here was it. It was the question. This came from 11/5/2016, so it was on Friday. Question, how would you comment on the reports that the U.S. military hackers have penetrated Russia's telecommunication network and electrical grid? And this is what Maria said. Regarding the recent media reports that the U.S. military have penetrated Russia's telecommunication networks and electrical grid, as well as the Kremlin's command system, we expect a response from the United States authorities, including the White House and the Department of State, with a legal assessment of the report. Absent of any official reaction from the U.S. administration will signify the existence of state cyber terrorism in the United States, and in case the threats related via the United States media are executed, Russia will have full authority to bring charges against Washington. Let me give you what that means. In my opinion, what they said is that they said if the U.S. military has hacked into their grid, their telecommunications, the Kremlin's command and control systems, they will take that as an act of cyber attack terrorism, and they will respond accordingly. They are basically saying, you better say that you better respond to this in a way that diffuses all of this, and the diffusing can't be because you did it. If you did do it, it will be regarded as cyber terrorism. Folks, it is on and cracking. This is what the new war is really all about. World War III is a cyber event, and it's happening as you speak right now. And it's going to lead, in my opinion, the possibility to tactical global nuclear war one. So that was their response. So this is really going in a direction that we said it would be going. Next one. This one comes from the Daily Mail. U.S. intelligence chief warned governments over Russia's new super tank. Russia has a super tank that's far beyond anything else in the world. Next article happened late last night. A magnitude 5.3 earthquake shook Oklahoma, near one of its largest oil, one of the country's largest oil storage facilities in the country. And I wouldn't be surprised, folks, if that wasn't a response, because in today's warfare, it's cyber, and it's by way of controlling weather, it's weather wars. So wouldn't be surprised at all. Could be many things, but I wouldn't be surprised if that is it also. Next article from express.com.uk. NATO puts 30,000 troops on high alert amidst fears of an all-out confrontation with Russia. Secretary General of NATO said that the allied nations are putting hundreds of thousands of troops in a state of high alert, in effect, in an effort to deter mounting threats from Russia. Yeah, right. So this stuff is starting to really, really, they want to have 300,000 troops to be able to be there within a two-month time period. It's all ratcheting up. Next one, major, and this talks about the cyber. This comes from Bloomberg. Tesco Bank has halted web trades as money taken from 20,000 accounts. Tesco Bank, the leading arm of the UK's biggest grocer, said it suspended online transactions after about 20,000 customers had money fraudulently taken from their accounts. About 40,000 of the bank's 136,000 checking account holders experienced suspicious transactions over the weekend. It is going to spread everywhere. This is something that you're going to see here. And if you've been listening to Tando Radio Show, you've been warned in far enough of time to respond to it appropriately. I only keep in the bank when I'm willing for it for the bank or for someone else to be stealing, because I know that that's what's going to happen. This cyber war is going to spread, and it's going to be by way of the banking sector is showing all of its face right now. This gives plausible deniability to the agendas that are at hand. Next one, today's show, November the 7th, 2016, and today's topic will be Your Ballot is Your Bullet, A Look at Deception. And I just want to say just that, and that is really what's going on. So, you know, I just want to express, and we'll get into today's show. So often we talk about the devil, but we don't know the devil has been in around and dealing with us, and we've been dealing with the devil for so long. We don't recognize the devil. It's never have changed. The thing is that we have changed, and that's the problem. The devil doesn't have a problem. We do. We don't recognize the devil anymore. And I would definitely tell if those of you that think that you could have some form of inclusion inside of this selection cycle that they call an election cycle, I'm going to tell you, the ballot is your bullet. It's the bullet that you've been sucking on that has been sucking and destroying our way of life throughout this whole world. You are not inclusive in anything that this system has devised. It only is going to use you. That bullet, that ballot, is going to bring about self-mutilation, suicide, and self-degradation. Until we start to realize this stuff and start being led by clowns and us being the fools, this stuff will continue to evolve and happen. Today's show is The Ballot is Your Bullet. Look at deception. And you'll see what we mean by that as we move along. Also, another article from Cerebrally Naive Network. Oklahoma earthquakes force evacuations and school closures. And that was all that we posted for today. It was kind of busy day. But what I want to do is I want to jump right into today's show. But by all means, if you would like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit star 61. Everything is ratcheting up, and we are going to continue to see some major displacements And this is why today's show is The Ballot Is Your Bullet. So what I want to do is that I want to go back to want to stay on the cyber thing, because the cyber events are the ones that are one of the many threats, but is the preferred method of attack against the general population of this world. They do not care about the general population, because the general population no longer really cares about itself. They just want to be led. They want to be shepherded. And that is a very dangerous thing, because they have blind faith into the system, and blind faith is always the first step to genocide. So these are some of the things that we should be thinking about and moving away from, and to establish some form of relevant sovereignty among ourselves. And until that happens, then there will be no direct way of living that will be beneficial to you. You will always be under someone else's rule. They will create laws that they don't have to obey. Write laws that they don't have to obey. They will declare wars that they don't have to fight, and they will create debt that they don't have to pay. You will be the loser of everything from there on, and that is not something that has to happen. The only way to change that is for you to stop giving energy to the lies and the deceptions that you've been domesticated in the schools of obedience that were carefully and strategically put into place at a very young age, so that the only thing that you will ever know is to act, live, and to be, and to think as a captive slave. But mental enslavement is the worst form of any kind of slavery. So what I want to do is I want to jump into this, and it's going to talk about Syria. And I want you to really pay attention. See, so many of us thought that Fed Book, I'm no longer on Fed Book at all. I won't even post the show information for Tando, because I'm not going to engage in that, and I'm going to restrict a lot of things, because it's in my best interest, it's in your best interest, it's in our best interest. I'm completely off of Fed Book, and you'll see why. Not because of this, but because of where we are and where things are going. It is going to continuously get worse. See, everything that they give you takes away from you, and you'll see what I mean by that if you will just pay close attention to this cyber war documentary. It's about 30 minutes long, so we'll have enough time to talk about it and continue the show. Listen, you listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to jump into this and want you to hear this. Please, please, your future of not only you, but of the generations that you have yet not named, are at stake with the decisions and the energy that you decide to establish as your legacy now. And it's really not about you. It's really about the future. It's really about your future, your eternal future. Because I really do think that the energy that you create and resonate with here goes with you into the great transformation. Everything that they ever told you about the overall cycle of life and what they've created with death is a lie. But if you start to search within yourself, you'll see what the truth is. It's always been there. We've just always walked away from it because we've been instructed in school to do just that. So let's jump into this real quick.
Hundreds of thousands dead, millions displaced. The Syrian secret police got a lot better at monitoring social media. War is being fought both on the battlefield and online.
If you compromise them, the thought could come and have them arrested and killed.
Hackers connected to the Syrian regime are targeting the opposition. ISIS is almost adopting everything that was successful in Syria. Sometimes the consequences are lethal.
Which is why I got so higher within the Islamic State.
Is Syria the model for how future wars will be fought?
All right, so will Syria be the model of how future wars will be fought? Yes, and it's already been done for a while, and it's only going to expand. So please pay close attention and really think and start to ask questions, because questions are more important than answers. It has nothing to do about a selection season. That's the facade that they put in front of you, the theater of deception. So here we go.
2011, a popular... As a national security reporter for Vice, I followed the Syrian war since the beginning. In 2011, a popular democracy movement blew up across the Middle East. It was fueled in part by social media, became known as the Arab Spring. Yet Syria was different. It stayed quiet. Run by a dictator named Bashar al-Assad, citizens were terrorized by secret police, mass surveillance, torture, and barely had any access to the internet. Amidst protests in nearby countries, the Assad regime made the mistake of restoring access to Facebook and YouTube. Almost overnight, protests exploded across the country.
Okay, let's stop there real quick. This is why I always say all of these governments are in one big fraternity. Now, when you listen to this documentary, take it with a grain of salt. If it's on this documentary that they are trying to condition you to think something is all propaganda, do you really think that they made the mistake of allowing Facebook and Twitter? No, that was always in the cards and always in the design, because the real deception and the real ambush was you, by you getting Facebook, by you buying into Twitter, by you buying into the smartphones, by us buying into all of these things and making it a essential way of our life. I'm so tired of Facebook sending me a notification or a question, do I know this person? Snitches. So here we go. And many of us have been taught to love to gossip. And that is so big in all communities, and people love to do that. And they do that at their own demise of themselves and the community. But you know what? We don't really care much about, many people don't care about what's in their best interest. Only thing they care about is what feels good to them, their wants over their needs. This is where you become the greatest slave. So let me, I don't want to interrupt this anymore, but pay close attention. It's all a facade.
I needed to talk to someone who was on the streets when protests first went down.
3 weeks after I got there, the street protests began, and that quickly overshadowed everything else they were doing.
Robert Ford was the last U.S. ambassador to serve in Syria.
So when he did open up the internet, it couldn't have just been for benevolent reasons. There must have been also a surveillance aspect to it. When the revolution in Syria started, initially, I don't think the regular foot police and secret police goons really understood what social media was. I met once with a protester, and he was detained. This was in the suburbs of Damascus. When he was taken to the secret police station, they went through his backpack in front of him, and they were taking everything out, and they said, "Where is the Facebook? Where is the Facebook?" As if it was like a book with pages. So that was early on. As time went on, the Syrian secret police got a lot better at monitoring people's computers and monitoring social media.
Big lies.
Protests continued, but Assad wouldn't cede his power. Instead, he sent soldiers to try and quell the uprising. The world watched the bloody crackdown played on you.
Okay, let me, I had to stop this real quick. I wanted to stop this for a reason. What you're seeing here, ladies and gentlemen, is propaganda to get you to think and to validate the propaganda that you see here. There's all of a sudden some dude, some ambassador, some dude from the States is going to go there, and this is all propaganda. This is why you saw Jason Bourne movies. This is why you saw throughout history they had, you know, 007 and everything. What they were doing, they were glorifying what they were doing so that you would accept it, that they were the ones that you should be trusting and they were the good guys. This is an effective psychological program. But if you're able to read through it, they can't even lie straight. This dude was completely lying because it was all a scheme and a scam to keep you right where you are, to keep you where you care about being a Democrat or a Republican and being this and being that, where that means that it divides you. And what you are is a slave. But for here at Tando Radio Show, for all of you, you start to see all these things, and now you start to invoke the most powerful thing that you can do, the energy of your free will. So let me get back to this. I just wanted to say that. Couldn't hold. Here we go.
Dilshad Osman was uploading videos to YouTube and Facebook during the early days of the revolution. It made him a target of the government, and he had to flee the country. For his safety, we chose an anonymous location to talk.
Video content was the most important content coming out from Syria. We've lost a lot of our friends while they were filming. Snipers targeting people's cameras.
Absolutely.
Sniper targeting people, or checkpoints will stop you and check what's in your phone.
But was the regime able to crack into Facebook, or at least hack into it in some way, and get some of that information that would help them crack down on protesters?
Yes, they were able to get a lot of accounts. They were able to hack into a lot of Syrian opposition leaders at that time. And going back to May 2011, that was the first...
Hold on. Let's stop here. This one is so filled with so much propaganda. He said that they were able to hack into Facebook accounts. Really? That's not hacking. They didn't hack into no account. Everybody on Facebook gave up all their information to them.
Not only that, Dave, they had access permission from Facebook. This was a software program that had to have a key, where you authenticate. It's a certificate,
yeah,
and all of that. I have apps that I don't use them no more, but I had an app for Facebook that sort of integrated Black Talk Radio into Facebook so that it could do certain things. So you had to set up server keys and stuff like that. Facebook approved this. This was a software program that ran on those networks, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. They had to have permission. So when we heard the news that Facebook and Twitter and them said, well, we're revoking access, see, that's because they gave them access.
They already gave it to them. Yeah. You know what? It's so funny. They had to authenticate software.
You said it right. You said it right.
And see, you know what it was, Scotty? It was they already had it once you joined it, because the story that they told you about some person named Mark, that all that stuff is a lie. Totally a lie. It was always a part of the NSA and all of the three-letter organizations established this for a medium to put people on a grid. Why would you put people on a grid? So that you can plot not only what they're doing, where they are, but now you can do it even more by technology. They will tell you what they're thinking. And this will strengthen your psychological profiles of the general population. And then you can data mine that for your agenda throughout the world. Everybody wanted to be Western. Everybody wanted to be in America. America puts out all of the great stuff. Don't even realize that this is the Nazis of old, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. This is why you have all of these satanic rituals that so-called these celebrity figurehead candidates are all engaged in, because this is the mess that we allow. This is nothing new. Facebook is Fedbook. It always has been, and it always will be. But the key is, how comfortable are you with it? What does it really offer you? Does it give you that much delight where it will compromise your children's future? See, this is where we put our wants in front of our needs. No longer do we even want to be free. We just want to be made comfortable and included in the comfort abilities that the system has created, the economy that is created. The key is now we've been wanting to make the deal with the devil as long as it's comfortable for us. And then we can go to a church full of devils or a place full of devils and say that we've been saved from it all. Sorry. Don't work that way. So this is all a scheme, and it's all a scam. It's a facade. But once the truth of the whole matter is, once you start to align yourself to the truth, you realize something. It becomes a very lonely spot. But that's what you need in and contrary to what you want. That shows who you really, really are. So let's get back to this. Didn't mean to, but this stuff is very, very critical. It's a lot that's here that's being said, and I just wanted to make sure that we emphasize it, because as we move along, I don't want to interrupt, but you'll pick it all up. Here we go.
Time when the Syrian government implemented man-in-the-middle attack against the SSL certificate of Facebook. And explaining what a man-in-the-middle attack is, the term man-in-the-middle attack came because there is someone in the middle is trying to attack you. What the Syrian government did at that time is they pushed to the users a fake SSL certificate. Now, SSL is actually like an envelope and a key. Key is with Facebook. Facebook is sending you an envelope to put your data in, lock it, and then send it back to Facebook. But the Syrian internet providers, they received the envelope from Facebook. They replaced it with another one that they have the key for it. Their own envelope, send it to the Syrian users. Users, they put their credentials, username and passwords, and messaging and posts and etc. stuff. They send it back. Syrian internet providers opened it, got a copy of data, then send it back to Facebook.
Assad was now using the internet to expose entire networks of activists. Once identified, they were often arrested and tortured, sometimes to death. The international media exploded with headlines detailing police crackdowns and tales of torture, creating a public relations nightmare for Assad. Soldiers defected from Assad's forces. Some formed the Free Syrian Army, and the country descended into war between rebels and the regime. But Assad still had his supporters, some of whom were hackers. They decided to form a cyber militia. They called it the Syrian Electronic Army. Brian Merchant is a reporter at Motherboard who investigated the origins of the group. We met up at Vice's head offices in Brooklyn.
The Syrian Electronic Army is...
Okay, everyone, do you see the web that's being established here? The diversion, the ambush that's really set up. That's you know, they're saying that the Arab Spring was actually pushed by Twitter and Facebook, and then that was how they were able to see what was going on. That's the setup, ladies and gentlemen. Because, see, they don't know what you think until you tell them what you think. And when you go on Twitter and you Facebook, you're telling them exactly everything. And this is what they're saying, that Assad did this, because this is how they get you into a war. And this is propaganda to get the agenda that they have in place. Because not only what you see that they're saying that Assad did in Syria, what they're going to be doing here, is what they have been doing here, is what they call the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, is what they call the Patriot Act, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all 10 of them that they have planned out for you, and each one is going to get progressively worse. So it's not that one is hypocritical. They're not hypocritical at all. They've devised a plan of attacking you. The one that is unstable is the general population in this world. We've fallen hook, line, and sinker for this all. And it's going to play itself out in so many ways. Listen, we got like two more minutes. Five more minutes before we go into the break. Let's finish this up, and then let's try to finish this, and then we'll open up the lines. These are things that we must start to discuss, because you are going to see major changes globally that will continue to get you to follow and to beg for a leader instead of you being executing your energy and your sovereignty to bring about your own prosperity. So let's go back to it. Here we go. One sec. Sorry about that, y'all. Mistake here. All right, here we go.
An activist hacker group. They're pro Bashar al-Assad. They want to reveal the media as frauds. They want to reveal the Free Syrian Army as terrorists. And to do so, they basically institute a series of high-profile attacks. So they're just propagandists. Ultimately, that's what their role is. Yeah, is propagandists.
They were mostly website defacements. Sometimes they had real-world consequences. The SEA hacked the Twitter account of the Associated Press,
and tweeted that the White House had been attacked. It caused the U.S. stock market to dive until it was exposed to be a fake tweet. At the top of the militia hierarchy was a hacker known as the Pro. Brian received a tip allegedly exposing the Pro's identity. He contacted him.
I had been asking him, you know, like, we have this information about you, and we basically can peg you as the leader. And he got really flustered and angry, and he denied it in a series of emails, and he said, if you reveal me, then you will be hacked. We will hack Vice.
Brian published his expose. The Pro made good on his word, and Vice was hacked. I decided to track down the Pro. He agreed to chat online. I asked him if the army of hackers viewed themselves as soldiers.
Okay, wait. Let's stop here. You see what's going on here? This is all drama-laden BS. Really, if this was sincere, when he said, I decided to contact a hack, let me tell you what happened. What happens here? There is no such thing. It's all collusion. It's all collusion here. He decides to contact the hack.
I mean, if it was that easy, Dave, come on now. The person would be in custody if it was that easy. Oh, I just decided as a journalist, I'm going to find the hacker, this specific hacker.
Exactly, the Pro. Right, the Pro, the one that's been hacking all of this stuff. Exactly. He would have been in custody. And not only that, he wouldn't have responded to this dude because he wouldn't have been able to contact him because he wouldn't know who the hell he is. This is all a drama that they continue to push out the agenda of the propaganda. The thing about it is when you become arrogant, you become completely sloppy. Completely sloppy. And that's, they don't care anymore because of all of the fluoride, because of all of the genetically modified foods, they can be as sloppy as they want because the general population doesn't know and don't care. That is the real problem. So,
Dave,
listen, everyone, we're going
to... Dave,
before
you go to break, because I'm trying to catch up on some work here, but I just want to say this, though. That last part, he asked them, and I didn't hear the answer, but he asked them, do these hackers view themselves as soldiers? And immediately, I thought about the public reports, press reports of IDF soldiers. They're cyber brigade. I don't know what they call them, but they all on Facebook, and what their job is to pretend like they're just regular people, but they are engaged in pushing a certain agenda, a certain viewpoint, what have you, and it'll make it seem like it's a whole bunch of people. Public opinion has been swayed, and it could be an army of hackers. You know what I'm saying? You can make stuff go viral on Twitter. And see, I'm interested in these type of topics because I made no bones about it. There was actually a college paper written about me on this, is that this is what I do. I'm a propagandist. Now, but the difference between me and them is I push the truth. I propagandize
right.
The truth, whereas many people propagandize the lie. But I do the same thing, man. I got little fake profiles where I'm a white person. You know what I'm saying? And I got Facebook pages that you would think white people
don't
running
say too
it.
Much, Scotty.
You would think racist white people was running it, but I'm focusing. I'm trying to make them see how police are killing white men. Now y'all say that white men is the most killed by police. How long we gonna keep taking this? Blah 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? I engage in the same thing that they engage in. I don't do anything illegal though. I don't do anything illegal, and I do not push lies, but I propagandize the truth.
Let me tell you, a politician will lie to keep you from the truth, while an artist may lie to get you to the truth, because an artist realizes you're susceptible to all lies. All you really gravitate to is a lie. And sometimes a lie is what is used to get you to the truth. Man, very strategical thinkers, and there comes a responsibility with that. And let me tell you, Scotty, you're one that presents the truth. That is what's all that matters. Listen, we got some callers in queue. The two callers we have in queue, hold on. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, we're going to go straight to you, then get back to the show. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Excuse me. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We have a live show for you today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, where we are looking at the ballot is the bullet, because they've made killing a sport and killing by different means a game. And this is what they want to desensitize you to, so that you will no longer have the attributes of the living, created spirit that the great creator has made you, but now you are the thinking, educated presentation of man's economy, which is destructive in nature. So we got a couple of callers in queue before we get back to the show. So let's go to these callers. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Peace, Brother David. This is Sharif Ali. How you doing?
Brother Sharif, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, brother? I'm doing well. I'm not going to interrupt the show with my commercial talk, but, you know, you're talking the propaganda I talk. But, you know, I just wanted to give a shout out and say I really appreciate you doing the show every day. It's just so awesome to know I can listen to a brother and he be spitting some real information. You know, I really enjoy the intellectual conversation and information you bring forth, brother. So shout out to you, brother.
Well, man, let me tell you, Sharif, you know who you are to me, man, and I appreciate you so much. And, you know, we have a lot of work to do, and I'm looking forward to doing some of those things with you, man, and can't wait to actually break bread and commune with you again, because there's always, you know, it's iron sharpens iron, man, and it's just a great comfort that you can have of being around good people. And that's who you are. You are a true, true friend of mine, brother. So I appreciate you, and you know this. But, no, you're never interrupting, you know, because, Sharif, there are things that you notice and that you see that you, you know, may feel the urge to speak on, and you know that here on Tando, you have that platform to do that, brother. So anytime.
You know, I'm going to keep you on topic as always, but, you know, like I said, we can always talk about business, but, you know, I just wanted to give a shout out and say thank you, you know, because I really appreciate that. I was like, I need to change of pace, and this is that change of pace right now throughout the day that I'm hearing my brother talk about. Some of the propaganda is like you talk about, man, real issues. We got to talk about these issues, you know, so, you know, this is, it's bigger than the we and the us and the brown community. You know, there's a ballot that's being pushed at a higher level. And we have to strive to get to those levels to make a change for ourselves. So, you know who you are. You a king, and when you out here and you doing king things, you just gonna get a king's reward. And we know what that is. I need that king and queen's reward, brother.
My man. Always, man. But nah, Sharif, stay on. Always keep us on. And if you have some things that you want to talk about, you know, let me know, man. And I would love to have you on the show. when your time permits, definitely we're here, brother, because it's so as you said, there are many things that we should have to start to build, and the most important thing that we have to build is the reliance upon ourselves first, and then the need to see that we need to be relying on other people that we can resonate in a likeness. So definitely.
Real quick, David, mm-hmm. You know what's interesting is that you were sitting here, and I'm just laying here, and I'm in San Francisco, so I'm enjoying some good weather right now, and you were like, they're literally, you're giving this company your information. And I was like, I'm so happy that I've never put my credit card on there or any type of payment. That's like the last thing that links you over. It's like they literally, you gave
put
them
put you on the grid.
Yeah, you gave them access to your life. I'm like, how do you give access to like an organization that says they're a third party for the government? Wow. So I'm like, yeah, man, I taking pictures down, not, you know, I'm big on the privacy. And that's why I push privacy in public, you know, because a lot of our people don't know that, David. They're not aware of the Privacy Act. They're not able to stand on the Privacy Act of 1974 and 75, I'm pretty sure. They don't know about these things, man. And they're just like, well, the government, it has my birth certificate, so I'm a citizen, and that's the way it goes. And it's like, are you serious?
Right. Are you repeating what someone told you? Are you speaking about something that you're absolutely right, Sharif. When they say those things, they're just repeating what they've been schooled. They're not talking about any form of education through investigation that they've indulged in.
Yeah. So I'm not going to dig on them too deep, but, you know, it's just those type of remarks that we have to move forth in. You know, I harp on the social, moving past the social and moving on to business EIN. That's a different type of mindset, man. You know, and, you know, like I say, I appreciate the conversation. I'm not going to divert it from the ballot and the bullet because I like these different. We need to have alternative conversations other than the so-called mainstream. And this, like you say, self-reliance is understanding that a brother's not going to steer you wrong, whereas somebody behind some curtain definitely will.
Right.
Thank you, brother, for bringing that heat. You know, you get me started. I'm sitting over here enjoying the show. Thanks.
All right, brother. The ballot is the bullet. The ballot is the bullet. And my man, Sharif. Man, Sharif, you definitely think about some things you want to do a show with, and let's do it, brother, because I think it's so necessary, because, you know, this is about us. It's not about me or any one person. This is about us collectively. So much love, much respect, Sharif. Okay, let's go to another caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Peace, brother.
Brother Mel! What's up, bro? How you doing? Well, I don't know. I should always wait until you announce yourself, because I don't know which person you going to be today.
And shoot, I'm trying to stay on solid ground, boy. It's been real shaky around here.
Man, Mel, last night I was, you know, because I go to bed early. I'm an old man. I heard it in my sleep with the TV. I said, "Oh man, Mel, hope Mel is all right." And I heard that it was by a large oil storage facility. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that's not by coincidence. Not by coincidence at all. And so I thought about you, and I said, man, as soon as I wake up, I got to hit my man to see if they okay, Russ. So I'm just glad that you're okay. What's going on, brother?
Nothing, man. That bad boy was long. It lasted a long time, too.
But, did it?
What'd you say?
Well, tell everybody what you're talking about, Mel, because some people may not know what you're talking about.
Oh, with that earthquake last night. But that refinery's pretty far away from us. That's in another town.
Okay.
So for us to feel it the way we felt it, I could imagine how it was at the epicenter. But
yeah,
it was kind of scary, man. It lasted quite a while, but, you know, oh well.
Yeah, you know, earthquakes are not, they're different than any other weather event or any other natural or man-made event, because your whole stability is gone.
Yeah,
your foundation.
You can do. Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
you gotta hold on.
Yeah, well, there's other things you should be doing besides holding on. And I'm glad you said that. Let me just say, because we're going to see earthquakes more prevalent throughout. And if you look at, and what I wanted to do real quick, Mel, since you brought it up, let me show you something. This stuff is crazy. Okay, let me pull up real quickly the earthquake reports for Oklahoma, just the state of Oklahoma. Hopefully this, is this the one that will have it? Okay, Oklahoma had like 16, what's considered somewhat major earthquakes, or 16 earthquakes that were significant to them. Do you know half of those earthquakes have happened since 2015 and 16?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's
eight
more like
of them. It's 2016.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, it's been quite a bit, and it's just ramped up. I moved here in 04, and we didn't have earthquakes when I moved here.
Yeah.
So we know what it is. You know, it's that fracking, yep. Man. They're playing with the earth.
Yep, it's fracking, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's because fracking also offers the perfect plausible deniability to do something else. It could be something else, it could be a couple of things that's there. But
it could be that machine they're using.
Yeah,
but,
my man.
I had a real quick question.
Yeah,
man.
Go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
Because like 8 months ago, I deleted my Facebook page. And first,
congratulations, brother.
Well, let me get to it now, because it took a pretty extensive process just to get it to delete. Then it told me, well, we can't delete it right now. You got to wait 21 days so we can make sure you are positive about it.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. And then so a couple of months ago, like 6 months later, it basically just reactivated my account again. Because now I'm getting the birthday messages, and do you know this part? I'm like, how is this happening? So I was asking you guys if anybody knew how I can really delete my account. I don't even know.
Are you talking about Facebook? I'm sorry. I just came into the room. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, you're talking about Facebook, Scotty.
You can't.
How does it get?
Yeah, that's crazy. It can't. They can delete it, but they don't allow you to delete it. Yeah, so, yeah.
There's a lot right there. So I can't go in there and delete. I don't even remember how I got to it.
You can deactivate it, but you are not deleting it.
Wow.
Where
do I go to deactivate it?
I'm not sure.
In the settings or something? I might have to look.
See? You see, this is the real problem. See, now, they're saying that you can't delete it and get rid of it. You know why? Because it ain't yours.
But see, look at this from the standpoint of a business, okay? Now, years ago, going back to MySpace, and I've been on the internet a long time, since the 1990s, and seen the tech bubbles and all of that kind of stuff. So I kind of know how it worked, but I always looked at it as you're providing the content. I was on Blog Talk Radio, it was free. When I was on there, it was free. So I was thinking, okay, they got a pretty good business model. They're allowing people to be on here for free. They just launched. They build up their clientele, build up the content, right? Okay, so I mean, I felt like it was an even exchange. They not charging me nothing, and I'm getting something out of it. I felt like it was an even exchange. But then when they started charging, I was like, but I'm the one providing you the content. And since I have one of the top programs on your platform, then I feel like, you know, you should be paying me to stay on your platform. Man, I'm telling you, there's a lot of things that happen on Blog Talk Radio as a result of things I was saying to them behind the scenes. The whole reason they got a revenue sharing program is because of me. It's because of things I would say on my radio show. I wouldn't try to run or hide it or be. I was like, yeah, y'all tripping. If y'all paying people now, y'all not sharing. You know, I was like, so anyway, man, the whole concept of social media is the user creates the content. You don't create. No, as the company, all you do is provide the platform. The user creates the content. Then they start introducing all the ads. That's how that business model works. Like our social media platform, we're not sending you no ads. We're not investing the whole, well, we don't have any money to invest like Mark Zuckerberg and those billionaire tech millionaires and what have you. But we don't have the money to invest in the platform to where it like match you up to your friend, to his friend and your circles and mapping out all your connections. And so we're not paying to build it to do something like that, but they built it to do that because they going to use it later to target dissidents, to target activists, to target whoever they want to target, to blackmail people. You know, politicians be on there too. Okay, well, we know that you met up with your mistress and you know what I'm saying, and y'all was sharing private messages, but you thought they was private. But if you was paying attention, we announced that we're going to be in your private messages, but we're not in there to snoop. We just want to grab some keywords to find out what kind of restaurants you like. And you know that, but they're telling you they're in your email. Okay.
Yep. They're so, telling you everything.
So, but I know since I have been in it, man, I am a transparent person. And when I went into radio, I was like, I want people to know my real name because I'm not trying to hide. But, you know, in journalism, your name is sort of like your credibility. You know what I'm saying? As a journalist, your name is everything. So I didn't want to be just some fake dude on the internet. I took this propaganda serious when I started it. So that's why I use my real name and I don't try to hide or anything like that. But I'm engaged in social media at a level most people are not. You know what I'm saying? And for different reasons. Yeah. So I'm not just a regular person. So that's why I built, when Dave asked me, I built a safe space for black people. So that it is a useful tool. Let's not deny that.
Yep.
It is a useful tool. But when it's being used against you, it ceases to be useful.
It's leverage. Leverage is great when it works for you. It's a mother when it works against you. You know, one of the things, we got another caller. Hold on, Mel, not rushing you off. But one of the things that's really important about this, in today's world, there's something that identifies you that's more that identifies you better than your fingerprint, than your iris, than your DNA. It's your digital footprint. Because it not only does it know who you are, it knows who everyone else around you is and your relationship with them. If you think that you own this stuff, here's the clue. You got to ask them. Whoever you have to ask means you don't own. This is critical. This is critical. Very, very
important.
But
see, you own BTR Community because you paid for your spot. You know what I'm saying? So you own it. So big difference there.
Right. 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 This is why we got to get off of that. Get off of that stuff. Get off of that stuff. You know, you use what it should be used for, and just protect yourself accordingly. Don't make it so damn easy just because it's fun and convenient. A lot of things that ain't no good for you are fun and convenient, but the end result is always still the same. So be careful of this Fed book, because when they start asking you, and this is when they just really start asking you, do you know this person? Do you know that person? You know why? Because that's telling you how close the events to being destabilizing are coming. They need to know. Don't ever, if you're a person of any substance, don't ever respond to that. Do you know somebody? Don't ever respond to it. It's none of their damn business. So, got another caller. I'm sorry, Mel. Was there something else, man?
I'm still trying to figure out how the heck to get it off.
Man, well, you going to be on the line for a while? Or are you going to...
It's all good. I'm going to figure something out. So, you say, Scott, I got to contact them and ask them to delete my page?
No, I said that they're not going to let you close it. You can deactivate it.
You can just not be active on it anymore.
Yeah, you just deactivate.
It's just like when you were born. They got your blood type and they got your, you know, all that other stuff. They pulled your stuff when you were born. It's gone. Don't worry about it. Just respond to it appropriately.
All right. Thank you, man. Y'all have a good evening.
All right, brother.
Peace.
Hey, next time, call in, use your other name. That'll help, too. They won't know it's you.
Yeah, right? All right.
My brother. All right, all right. We got another caller that's in queue. Let's go to the caller. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
It is always good to hear the voice of a friend. Brother Davis, Sister Davis, Davis team, Brother Davis, what's going on? Go ahead and give us some good fortune.
Okay, well, first of all, I've been listening to you, man, and I'm going to tell you something. Once you put up a Facebook page, you lose our authority, one. Two, anything you put on that page, all you do is add to the puzzle of you as a person. So I always tell people that even when you think you've deleted it, you haven't deleted it. I got a page now that I haven't been on since at least 2005. But if I would put in my old email address, it comes right back up. So literally, I thought that was deleted then. So I really got into understanding the dynamics of security here in the United States through the Snowden ordeal. And Snowden was telling you a lot of the information that they're using now is right out of the Israeli
Mossad. Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's right out of the Israeli Mossad, and they do this for mass information control. And that's one of the reasons why I said from the very beginning when we started RDP, we wanted this above board, because literally our transparency becomes a line of our protection. And the reality is that's going to work for some people and it's not going to work for others. But if you try to disappear, and you've been on Facebook, anything that you've ever put on there, they can recall in a snap. So one of the main things about being undercover is to be in plain sight. And the reality is...
that's what I was doing, Brother Davis, that you explained perfectly better than I explained it. I've been hiding in plain sight. But again, I'm engaged in things that most average people are not. I'm not engaged in nothing illegal, but I admit I am a propagandist.
But see, Scotty, that means that literally, although they may not watch you full time, they're recording full time, because if they want to go back and catch a statement that you made or something that you're doing online, literally they have the authority to do that through these last so-called legislative that had to do with the internet and internet control. The government and let me get right to the point. The oligarchy that is running this country wants to be able to put a fingerprint on every name. And the sad part about it is that 99.9% of the people who are on these services, these media services, don't even consider it when they start putting that stuff up. So I would say beware, always be aware, but if you try to hide what you're doing now, you point a finger at yourself. Keep it above board. It's right, in reality. So for those people who are on Facebook, I would slowly get on it, but if you don't go into another service, they're going to notice that too. So, I mean... if you've been on it, you've made yourself a victim to a certain degree, but you don't have to stay there. Let me say that.
Yeah, and you know what, Brother Davis, is what you and Scotty say. Is don't worry about it. Just the key is that you need to know. And it's better that they know who, you know, from this standpoint, it's better that you know who you are. Don't give a damn what anybody else thinks about who you are. Because if you allow yourself to be that moved by the wind and you're afraid of it that much, you're being susceptible to being compromised.
And that's key too. That's key too, Brother
Davis. You're an easy mark that way. The best way to be is who you are.
Yeah, David and Brother Davis, it's like, I don't care if they know who I am. I don't engage in unethical things. You don't think I built a media site and them not, and I expect to remain anonymous? You don't think I registered a nonprofit and then expect to remain anonymous? Do business and remain? That ship being sailed, okay? So I know, but the thing is, like y'all say, be prepared, never scared. I'm not scared. There's never been a revolution that has come about by a bunch of scared people. So, hey, I'm not afraid to die. So, hey, I don't care, man. I don't care. My spirit will live on.
There is no compromise. There is no compromise. And then in that, you know, you will always be dealt with in that way. They can't come at you. Remember what they did to Malcolm. The FBI went and tried to get him to become an agent. Okay?
Yes. That's the modus operandi.
Yeah, that's the modus operandi. Just be who you are and you'll be fine. But just know what.
And what was Malcolm doing, Brother David? What was Malcolm doing? What was he doing? How do we know they tried to recruit him? Because he was doing his counter-surveillance and recorded them trying to recruit them. I engage in the same activity.
Yep. Well, and they couldn't compromise. Go ahead.
Hey, look, there are tools in this technology that you can use to your advantage, too. Like there's a thing called the mic that you could put on your phone. So if you get calls, you could record those calls. And because you making the decision to do it on your end, you're not going public with it unless you're forced to. And then people who are forced to, there is legislation that if you can prove with behind a shadow of a doubt that this information is going to be useful to the court, they'll accept it. They always do, even when they tell you they won't. So one thing about this system, it's designed to break its rules and make another rule.
So, because that's the only way that it can continue to be the rule makers. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. So, listen, guys, man, this is phenomenal. We should never, ever, 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 ever compromise who we are and what we're doing. Listen, guys, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, wow, time just flies. Just if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and then hit *61. I'll see you in queue. We're going to play some of this, finish with this, because these are the things that you need to know so that you won't be on the surprise side of everything as things start to deteriorate. Because let me tell you something. The system realizes there are some people that they are not going to be able to propagandize and to trick and to get them to fall for their deceptive tactics. But there are plenty other people that will be there, and they need to manage those. Just stay out the way and do what you need to do and be who you are. You don't have to worry about a darn thing. There is nothing for you to compromise when you look at yourself as one that this is who I am. That means that there is nothing else for you to compromise. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., and we are having a show, the live show today. The ballot is the bullet. If you'd like to give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, then hit *61. I'll see you in queue, and we will definitely bring you up. But I want to get back to this. I want you to hear what this site. And I think this is very, very important. Why? Because of, and it's things that you need to know to protect yourself from so that you won't be misled into things that you really don't want to resonate in. We all have our purpose. If all of you that participate in Tando, if you were really scared, you would never really participate in things. You would have never called in. You would, Brother Davis would never call in. Mel would never call in. Scotty wouldn't do what he's doing. I wouldn't do what I'm doing. Roz wouldn't do what he does. Brother Braggs wouldn't do what he does. And Sister Issa too. And the Vice President and the First Lady. You know, all of these other people, they wouldn't do it because they know. Not scared at all. It's just a matter of that you have to live by your own creed. You can't live your life by someone else's creed and then they control all of your deeds. Can't do that. Can't do it. So just want you to know so that you're not deceived into thinking that the ballot is going to offer you something when what it really is your bullet. So let's finish this so that you can see how all of this, and the reason why we're doing this so that you can see how all of this is starting to evolve and how it's going to be used, how this technology is going to be used to enslave humanity and not to foster or perpetuate any prosperity, equal prosperity, equally yoked prosperity for everyone. It is always going to be, technology is used to divide. So let's go back to it. And it has to be done the other way. Let's go back to it.
He said internet soldier was the preferred term. The real soldiers were on the battlefield. I wanted to know if the SEA was under the official control of Assad. The pro was adamant that they weren't affiliated with the government regime, but that they did use back channels to deliver important intelligence. Those channels proved potentially dangerous for opposition protesters. They were capable of collecting a lot of information, hacking a lot of people. They published around 11,000 accounts they were compromised in different ways, and then passing this along to the regime. Absolutely. We've seen a lot of organizing between them and the Syrian government, exchanging information between each other and exchanging targets between each other. Months after speaking with them, the pro, or Ahmed Umar Aga, as Brian identified, was indicted for hacking-related charges by the U.S. government. The Syrian Electronic Army gained the attention of the world through PR-savvy hacks. But they weren't Assad's only hacker ally.
Tor stands for the Onion Router. It prevents the sites you go to from seeing who you are, where you are, or any information. Step one would be downloading the Tor browser. Tor browser looks like any other browser, but you'll notice this green onion. The sites you visit and the data that comes back to you bounces three times. These encryption layers are like onion skins, and hence the name, the Onion Router. The more people who use the Tor browser, the more protection it affords.
Fight. She outfoxed me and I never saw it coming. But I was Corvo before I was the royal protector.
Sorry about that, y'all. I got distracted. Okay, hold on. Let me get through this. One second. Get back to it. Okay, here we go. Sorry about this. Got distracted a little bit, and that's why I always got to stay focused on what I'm doing. Okay, here we go.
What began as a popular democracy movement rapidly escalated into a civil war. Assad had responded on the battlefield with an aggressive campaign of barrel bombs. Online, the Syrian internet was now infected with malware. Ava Galford is a hacker. She started tracking cyber militias shortly after the street protests turned into a bloody conflict. It wasn't long before her research revealed a dangerous new militia known as the Syrian Malware Team. They were using the internet to gather intelligence on opposition forces.
To begin with, there isn't just sort of one Syrian malware team. We're able to track at least two distinct actors in this space. These two malware groups were targeting members of the Syrian opposition. So anybody who was opposed to Assad. And mostly these were people who were located inside of Syria, sometimes in territory that Assad still controlled, sometimes in territory that Assad no longer controlled, and sometimes members of the Syrian diaspora, which became sort of more influential and more powerful as the conflict has raged on and more people have left.
And the tools they were using are very different.
Yes. the malware teams that we were tracking were using remote access tools like Extreme Rat, Dark Comet, Black Shades.
And something like a rat, how does it work exactly?
So a remote access tool is a tool that once an attacker gets you to install it on your machine, allows them to do anything that you can do on your computer. So they can log all of your keystrokes, they can take screenshots, they can see through your webcam, they can listen through your microphone, anything that you're capable of doing, they can do, and then they can exfiltrate that data back to themselves. And these remote access tools are very cheap or free, but they can still get you, you know, full control of somebody's computer if you can get somebody to install them on their computer.
In 2012, Assad's forces used Dark Comet to monitor opposition.
Okay, so that's one of the things. If they can get you to, that's one of the things. If they can get you to participate or install, then they can get. Then now they got you where they want you, and you think that you're doing something totally else, something totally different. These are the things that you need to know before you start downloading different things. We all have done it, but now we need to know why it's not the most prudent thing always for us to do in certain cases. If this applies to you, you should know these things. So let's go back to it. Now, one thing I want to say is that before we get back to it, they're telling you everything that they're doing. They're using technology completely against you. And the thing is that you may not care about it today, but as things go along, the insatiable appetite of those that control becomes where it starts to encroach and start to feed off of you. So these are things that I think is important for us all to know. So let's go back to it.
Groups in Aleppo. They hid the malware in a PDF that claimed to hold instructions on how to help the city, which was under siege by the regime. As soon as the target downloaded the PDF, the malware was installed, and Assad's opponents were under surveillance.
These were people that were still in Syrian territory and territory.
See, they always say they want to help. Always say they want to help. They say that they come, and they say we mean you no harm. We come in peace. Whenever you hear someone say that, especially ones with a history, that means they come to destroy you. And the thing is that you need to know that so that you won't invite them or make it easy for them. So let's go back.
Controlled by Assad. And so if you compromise them, things got very, very dangerous for them because Assad could come and have them, you know, arrested and then killed.
The cyberspace in Syria now is ridiculously dirty, full of malware, full of phishing, full of a lot of cyber attacks that it really made it unsafe space for any users. Different factions looking for intelligence they can feed to their group. They don't care if it's malware. If it's going to open that back door in your machine to some other factor, they don't care. They just need to get access. Sounds a lot like the actual war. It is exactly like the actual war. It is 100% reflects for the actual war that's happening. Soon, Dark Comet was used to further escalate Syria's cyber war. Pro-Assad hackers, difficult to attribute but now all over the Syrian internet, launched an attack designed to steal battle plans from the Free Syrian Army. The plans detailed a strategy to retake the town of Kirbit Ghazaleh, a key city for the rebellion. Nart Villeneuve was working as a researcher for FireEye when he first discovered the hack, and he was the perfect person to tell me how the battle plans were stolen.
There was hand-annotated maps. Pictures of them were taken with cell phones and distributed to the fighting units. Lists of individuals with their names, phone numbers, whether or not they had weapons. That stuff is extremely valuable in a conflict zone.
The hack wasn't technically complex. Instead, it relied on social engineering, a technique where hackers trick their targets through psychological manipulation. Hackers initiated contact through Skype, presenting themselves as beautiful women.
Okay, hold on. They're telling you everything here. The psychological, really pay attention to the tactics that's being used.
initiate conversations, try to establish a little bit of rapport with them, ask them to send them a picture of themselves, flatter them a little bit, and then say, you know, do you want to see a picture of me? When they would send that picture, really that was the malware. They would compromise that individual, and then they would be able to harvest this full Skype chat histories of anyone else who used that computer as well. We obviously can't jump straight to concluding who's ultimately responsible, but it definitely looks like it is a group that is acting to benefit the Assad regime and has some sort of connection to Lebanon.
It made sense that hackers in Lebanon, possibly affiliated with Hezbollah, might be supporting Assad. Hezbollah is Iran's political proxy in Lebanon, and Iran is the Syrian regime's ally.
And found a document that is supposedly a leaked document from Syrian intelligence that we can't verify that talks about the exact tactics that we see this group using to target the opposition, including the use of fake female personas to try to entrap individuals and other efforts to discredit the opposition online.
By 2013, Hezbollah was engaging Syrian rebels on the battlefield. Now, pro-Assad hackers based in Lebanon were engaging them in cyberspace, too. But support from Syria's allies wasn't enough for Assad to keep an emerging threat at bay, the Islamic State.
Okay, so why is this all relevant? Because what you're starting to see is you're seeing the advent of technology to be used before they move it to the old technology of the battlefields. And these are things, these tactics that you're seeing in the Arab Spring and everything else is going to be used here and everywhere else. And they're going to use it from a geopolitical social profile that in cultural and faddish profile that people here are used to. And if you look at some of the things that we are used to matters of civil rights, matters of economic disparity, and that's how it's all going to be used until the advent of the opportunity to control through chaos and disorder becomes so apparent that people will buy it hook, line, and sinker. And we've been there for so long, but it's a matter of will we realize that we are in a big charade, and everything around us is manipulated. And the only way that changes is by us refusing to participate in it. We have to change our psychological profile. We have to change our psychological profile from what the agenda is that psychologically bombards us, and especially within our community. There is a breaking of that psychological bondage that we have to establish. And we have to become self-sufficient instead of collectively dependent. We got to walk out of our cage. So let's check this out, because I wanted really to show this, because this is the preferred start of the battlefield technology that will move into the everyday life of this. What's happening in Syria is the test, and to see how it works and how it's used so that it can be a cookie cutter to be used elsewhere. Oh, and it's going to be used here in New York, Detroit, Washington, D.C., in L.A., and in Dallas and other places. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
One thing to add while I was listening to that, and they were talking about Hezbollah and helping Assad and all of this and that, and I'm like, you act like these people don't have a right to self-defense. They the ones being attacked. Right. With the proxies of Saudi Arabia, the United States, ISIS, Al-CIA, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, exactly. This is the propaganda we're also hearing now. And our people, you have to be in tune. And that's why I like, Dave, that when you do your radio program and you share your news stories, you share news stories from world global sources to get other perspectives and what have you. But if you just listen to these people on Western media, with, for lack of a better word, they'll share some truths with you, but they'll mix in some lies, and so it's still going to be, you know, a lie. Okay, so they're running propaganda too. You know, the Syrians have a right to self-defense.
Yep, they sure do. You know what's so funny, Scotty? You know, when we talk about that, and I'm glad you brought that up, when we always talk about a campaign that the United States will engage or attack another country, and they'll call it that country's war. And they'll always use the same cookie cutter that country is in a civil war. We needed to reestablish some form of democracy for them. The Vietnam War. There was no such thing as the Vietnam War. Vietnam was not at war. It was the American War. It's the American War in Syria. It's the American War in Iran. It's the American War. It was the American War in Vietnam and Korea. All of those, America went to all of those places. None of those came here. So who's who? Syria.
They come in here now, though, because of the advance of technology. That hence the hacking threats.
Yeah, Brother Davis wanted to. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Yes, the momentum of America's movements are based on deception. And in that deception, they corral a group of people, to make this understandable, the NATO group, and they go before them, and they make decisions that aren't even based on them. Remember, United States, under the last two or three presidents, went to war despite of what NATO said. So we have to understand that the deception part of this process comes in a group of threes. First, they send missionaries into a country, then they send their merchandise into a country, then they send their military into a country. And in those three realms, they can be able to sustain more and more control until they take it over.
One more time. Wait, Brother Davis. One more time. Send the devices that they send in, the three devices. Brother Davis is absolutely right. Go ahead, Brother Davis. One more time.
The three devices the United States use in their propaganda program for deception, and make sure you understand that. They first send missionaries. And in sending the missionaries, they bring in the gospel, and they take that gospel as a tool. Then they bring in merchandise to render the people under the shadow of, we have a new beginning of trade. Then, after they have conquered the people's confidence, they bring in the military. That way they can take control and put their policies into place and eliminate, and black people, hear me, they eliminate their connection with their past. That yes. way, if you cannot identify where you came from, you will never be able to identify who you are. And see, black people are coming out of the Holocaust of a stolen past. Because now technologies allow them to get information that was not available to them before. With a little due diligence, you can find out a whole lot about yourself now you couldn't before. Thanks, Dave.
And you know what? Brother Davis hammered that so well. And as Brother Davis said, once that happens, you won't be able to identify where you came for, and you damn sure won't be able to get back. You won't be able to get back. You ever wonder why we follow fads in this country and we can never get back? That's why. That is absolutely so true. And then, you know, like Brother David said, they bring in the missionaries that totally destabilize, and it builds things off of a lie and deception, and they start to slowly start to break down their overall cultural fibers, and then they bring in their merchandise, and then once you bring in their merchandise, you bring in the comfort, they bring in the deceptions of comfort to where you think that you're economically prospering, and what you're really doing is you're fostering and upholding someone else's economy that's at your detriment, which is enslaving you. Then they bring in the military to totally conquer you, and then now you have no remnants of who you are or where you came from, and you'll continue on the path of destruction.
You know what, Dave?
The
perfect textbook of what Brother David said. A perfect textbook example of what he said. I learned this while I was in the military, stationed in Hawaii, and I did marry a woman who is part Native Hawaiian, part Samoan, and part Chinese. So I knew their history, man. When I went there, I wasn't going to the tourists. I was hanging out with the people, getting to know the people. And since that is an island, that's why they never lost connection with themselves, man, because that's on an island, you know. But that's to the three.
Natural barriers.
Yeah, but listen, he just gave textbook of how they did Hawaii. When them crackers came on that boat and came and saw Hawaii and saw them beautiful melanated people, then they brought the missionaries. I mean, this is documented history, and this ain't ancient history either. The missionaries came in first. Then came the Dole family. Remember politics? Bob Dole ran for president once before.
Yep.
His family was one of those rich cracker families that had established trade in Hawaii with the fruits and the pineapples and the Dole. Dole is on your store shelves when you go in. So the Dole family, and then they kidnapped the queen, forced her to sign some documents over
the treaty,
and then brought in the military. Well, the Marines, a detachment of Marines came in and helped kidnap and take over the palace and make her sign these documents. And a lot of people don't know this, and I don't know why the CEO of USA Inc. did this. Maybe because he grew up around these Hawaiian people and he feel closer to them than he do to African people. But he allowed them to vote through the Department of Interior to vote to take their kingdom back, to break away from the United States. And they had a vote, and it's being held up in court right now by this right-wing law firm called Judicial Watch. And they found a proxy racist Hawaiian living in Texas to be their proxy in the lawsuit. So that vote is on hold. So that's textbook what Brother Javis just said. They brought the missionaries. Then it came, oh, we're going to do trade. We're going to sell your pineapples all over the world. And then brought in the military and took it over. And now
the
economic
it's economic hitman.
Yep. There you go. Thank you, Brother Davis. Yep, perfect textbook is Hawaii, the kingdom of Hawaii.
The kingdom of Hawaii, exactly. And that's exactly what's been done. And they rehash this and do it over and over again, because by the time they get the military on board, you are fully occupied. Haiti, there's so many islands that have been done this way. Jamaica, so many places have been done this way. Listen, we got to get to Roz before we get out of here. Go ahead, Roz, shoot. We got 3 minutes, 5 minutes. I'm on 4 minutes. Go ahead, brother.
Greetings, Brother Dave. Peace. Great show. I just wanted to say, Brother Scotty and Brother Davis put it down for real. That is very true. A good book to read it too is Guns, Germs, and Steel, because it'll give you more insight into how that process works, as well as Confessions of an Economic Hitman that you brought up. Awesome. Yeah, they go from missionaries, I call it demonocracy, which they call democracy, and to their mercenaries. And that goes back, at least documented, as far as the 12th dynasty in Egypt, with them doing that exact same process. So they don't stop doing it because it works.
And, it works, you're right.
Oh, it works. Yeah, we haven't learned enough from the system to start changing our behavior so that they don't keep doing these same things and getting away with it. But we have to just shift our behavior, learn, and then make changes based on what we learn. And
real quick, Raj, you know, to make point, you know what it is? The real saying is for that one is, you're stuck here for the rest of your life because you just can't figure it out.
That's it. That's exactly what it is. They set you up for destruction, and then they blame you for what they have done to you and how you're functioning based on the fact that they retarded your development. And your earlier conversation about Donna Brazil made me think of something. I was talking to Mel this weekend, and I was listening to Scotty's show he did on epigenetics and how racism damages black people. And I was telling him that I saw a documentary earlier this summer. It was about elephants in Africa and the fact that they're finding that the elephants are now genetically predisposed to being born without tusks because they realize that they're getting killed and genocided, due to the system of white supremacy based on their tusks. So genetically now, the system of racism has genetically changed them, where now they're seeing elephants being born without tusks. because those are the ones that are not being killed. So eventually you're going to not see any African elephants with tusks in the future. And I was thinking about when Scotty played that program, which was brilliant, about how racism damages black people. I was telling Mel, I said, what I'm finding is, just from my studies, the more I study epigenetics, the more I'm coming to the realization that they have genocided us so impeccably for the last 2,000 years that we are now being born genetically predisposed to kowtow to racism and white supremacy. That's why you're seeing all of these proxy racists, as Scotty so eloquently named them. That's why you're seeing so many people that are non-white that are invested in the system of white supremacy, because I believe, just from my studies, that we are being genetically changed, where we're predisposed to play the role that we were created to play in the system of white supremacy. So when you find black people and non-white people who take the approach of our ancestors, who understand that ancestral memory and who are fighting against the system, those are the ones whose genes have not been tainted yet. And the idea is to try and propagate those genes as much as possible, because the vast majority of them, they've either killed or they have them in jail. So that is why they're doing all this genetic collection and all of this stuff, because they're trying to see who's genetics has been changed to the point where they intergenerationally kowtow to the system versus those who don't. And then also in reference to stealing people's information.
Ross, before you move on, listen. Hey, I had been wanting to say this in public, but you just said it. A question about myself. What is it different about my family and what I read about other people who are black people, non-white people who seem to be kind of docile, and everything you just explained, I can't even say it any better. But as you may know, if you listen to my program, I talk about how I can trace my lineage through my, what they call it, matriarchal line, my mother's line, and it traces to an indigenous a woman and a Scottish immigrant, and then all their children married other, you know, either what they would call mulattoes, half African, half something else, Scottish or Irish here in North Carolina. But then it just kept getting blacker and blacker and blacker and blacker and black. But I'm like, it just seemed that my family, man, they kind of run in my family where we're surrounded by these crackers, but they don't dominate us. And we don't have that fear of them. And I wonder, is that because I can't find like any of my ancestors being enslaved, and that's my more direct line. And I'm like, I wonder if genetics has something to do with that.
Yeah, of course it does.
That's what I'm starting to really. I mean, I felt this way my whole life, but the more I study epigenetics, the more I study the system of white supremacy, the more I'm coming to that understanding that they are just black people who carry that ancestral memory, and it holds such power, such spiritual power, that it manifests through how they function. And what happens is the ancestors open their paths and their doors and their roads to the information they need to continue along that path, so that they don't get damaged to the point where they start to basically change their genetics and change it to the point where their descendants now kowtow to the system, because that person who might have been that was their answer to white supremacy is, hey, I need to go along to get along just so I can live till tomorrow. And it's that individual survival versus collective survival, and that's what they've done to us. They've beaten us and to the point where we look at our individual survival as paramount, and it's in that individual survival setting that those genes are passed on when you mate with your male or female.
And one last thing, Brother Ross, one last thing on that. And I also looked at it, because Caucasians, white people, whatever we want to call them, if you study history, they are very violent people, you know what I'm saying, and very aggressive people. And I have to be honest that I would have no problem with getting violent, and I can be aggressive, but I know how to control it, though. But I also wonder if that had something to do with it. So I don't know, man.
Hey, brother, this is Brother Davis. You really need to look up terraforming. Terraforming is a genetically modification of mental, physical, and environmental simultaneously, and we are in the midst of that right now.
Wow, Brother Davis. I just posted an article this weekend on BTR Community about them discussing, scientists are discussing terraforming the Earth. That is the exact title of the article I put on the week or this weekend on BTR Community. They literally said, should they start terraforming the Earth? And I was like, wow. And I saw that. I said, oh, I got to post this. I don't think many people caught on to it because I don't think many people saw it. But yes, I did post something about that, and you're absolutely right. And for you, Scotty, I think you are correct, because what we don't realize is when we mix our genes with white people, however that takes place, we have to remember that they're the genes of white supremacists, and they are the most destructive creatures known to man. So what you're doing is you're putting a, infusing a violent gene with a gene that is of the earth and is nonviolent. So sometimes those genetic traits will rear their heads, but it depends on how that, how, like you said, how you might have an aggressive streak, but you have a control over it. There's others who don't have that, you know, other people who don't have that. So you're taking the damage from the system, and then when you mix with one of them, you're then infusing that violence, you're infusing that paranoia, because then remember, their whole premise is genetic annihilation. So now you have a child that's born half black, half white, that has that same aggression and that fear of genetic annihilation that came from their white relative, and then you have the black gene trying to fight that in the genetic structure of that organism as it grows into a young adult.
I would have to say, though, the African gene is dominant.
They're not doing it to benefit us. They're doing it to benefit them. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Right. And you know what? You know, on Friday, when we did the show on Friday, we talked about the gene thieves. See, what we're really talking about is the presence of energy. And energy is so powerful. And if you look at from what Brother Davis, Scotty, and what Roz is saying, a land without, and when Roz talked about the elephants being born without a tusk in order to survive, okay? That is the elephant realizing that they need to get rid of a certain part of their body so that they can survive. And there is the energy of that that goes forward of birth. Forward of birth. The resonant energy, that frequency goes forward of birth so that it will genetically code the DNA to come and establish a structure that is without what will cause the demise. Not only is it causes the demise, it's just like what we talked about on Friday. Sometimes we become gene thieves in order to, and we will go to we will start to live in the most narcissistic and cesspools on the inhabitants of the earth in order to survive, because that's what we think that we need to do. And here's where the problem lies. A land without men is conquered. A land without women is barren. Look at our men. They no longer act as men, so we're easy to conquer. Look at our women. They no longer act as women, so we are going to be barren. We have lady dudes. This is all a part of what all three of you brothers have been talking about. This is all a part of it. We have to go back to who we truly are. And in spite of all of the bombardment that we receive from everything else, there has to be an identity to us, ourselves. You can go back to this, and this is why this saying is so important. Know thyself. That's where it really, really starts. Man, great, great show. I hated it had to end. We ran over a little bit. Roz, Brother Davis, Scotty, Mel, Brother Sharif, thank you all for calling. I missed the caller that called in. Give us a call tomorrow, the 973 area code. Much love, much respect. There's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. As always, be who you were designed to be. Free and independent. Much love and much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.